Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 10th of June, From Body to Bride. Christ's travail as the seed falling into the ground and dying involved emptying himself to an end point to reveal another. This specific dimension of the Son's travail commenced in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Son continued to travail in prayer through the course of his seven wounding events by the power of the seven spirits of God from the Holy Spirit. As the bride of Christ, we are proceeding forth from the body of Christ, the Son of Man. This happens through our participation in the seven wounding events of his offering journey, which culminated in the completion of his redemptive work and his death on the cross. In this regard, we are drawn from the body as the bride of Christ in each wounding event. Referring to this implication of our fellowship in the offering and suffering journey of Christ as members of his body, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God." We note in this passage that we are crucified with Christ and established as members of his new creation body for the purpose of coming forth from him as his bride. Significantly, as part of the bride, we are to bring forth fruit or seed as the virgin church. We know that Jesus' first wound in the course of his offering journey was in the Garden of Gethsemane. This was the place of Yahweh Elohim's travail in prayer. As sons of God who are members of Christ's body, we have been invited to join the fellowship of the true God who travails to bring new creation to birth. The bride of Christ is joined to the travail of Christ for the purpose of bringing forth sons of God in the context of godly families and through the proclamation of the gospel of sonship to the world. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 22 verse 42 and Romans chapter 7 verse 4. For further study, Isaiah chapter 66.